Dr. Louis Turi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you for inviting me, Jerry.
It's always a pleasure to have a new guest on, and you're certainly well-known in the business and the industry for predictions that come true. And I want to talk to those in a minute with you. Dr. Turi, I don't know, just calling you an astrologer really doesn't do justice, does it?
No, actually. I'm an astropsychologist and an hypnotherapist. But, you know, astrology is a very, very old art, and it's okay to call me an astrologer if we have to.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, it's so interesting, some of the things that you've been predicting, especially in the connection with the terrorism events and world events. How long have you been tuned to world events? Your record's pretty good.
I appreciate that, yes. I did predict the 9/11 a year and a half before it happened. As a matter of fact, I put it on my website 2 weeks before, and exactly as I wrote it, and it's still not only in my books, but also on my website. The same with the tsunami. I even signed certified letters to ex-President Clinton telling him about an accident on his knees, and on television and on the radio simultaneously 2 weeks before, asking everybody to write down January 15 predicting an earthquake, and that was the Kobe earthquake. I mean, you know, the list goes on.
Yes, I understand that. You know, you mentioned a book. You have an e-book out right now.
Well, I do have a few books on the market, and I am willing to offer one of my bestsellers, which is Moon Power, to your audience. The only thing they have to do is just to either go to my website or yours and click on the link and get the free book.
Now, let's give it for our radio audience as well, your website.
My website is my name. It's drturi.com.
And that's T as in Tom, U-R-I. And let's talk a little bit about one of the things I like about your website is you have this, for lack of a better term, I don't know, maybe it's a blog or a forum or whatever, lots of postings there. And I saw something about a supernova.
Oh, good. There is a supernova is coming from a planet called Mercury. It is called in astrology a Mercury retrograde motion. Three times a year for about 2 to 3 weeks, this planet appears to be going backwards. Of course, it's an optical illusion. Mercury is the tiny planet of communication, called in Greek mythology the messenger of the gods, is still going forward. But as it is going backwards, it will bring the people you haven't heard of for a long time back into your life. It will do all that it can to mess up communication and transportation. This is one of the reasons why NASA works so hard trying to launch the shuttle, and I was hoping they did not, because one of my greatest fear is that in the past I had did all that I could trying to reach NASA responsible, begging them literally not to send the shuttle. I said, you already have killed, in the name of your ignorance, very courageous astronauts. You are going to do the same again. And I was right, sad enough, seven more astronauts died.
Yeah, and they've already detected some problems.
Right, but they still send the shuttle. See, NASA do not have cosmic consciousness like 99.9% of the people walking this earth. They do not understand to respect universal laws. The universal laws written via the star through God's creation, put it this way. And sending the shuttle like they did yesterday, it's a disaster again. I am so concerned. I hope my prediction twice so far it came true. I hope this one it doesn't come true, but I see some very, very serious damage.
You see some serious things happening here.
It happened twice in the past by sending the shuttle on the Mercury retrograde or in a supernova window. We were taking incredible chances.
So let me understand this. You're saying they did this before the same time.
They did twice, and they've lost 14 astronauts in the process on their ignorance. And they did again this time. And I don't know, and as you know, the shuttle was launched successfully, but again, there was some...
Yeah, they had some parts and some problems. And
it was very predictable, and I did all that I could again to stop them, sending email after email to many responsible. Only a lady who worked at NASA, she says, Dr. Cherie, I understand your concern. I see exactly what you did. I appreciate all your efforts. But, you know, they will not either take notice of anything that you say. So what do I do from there, Jerry?
Well, you can only try.
That's all I did. So far, 14 astronauts are dead, and those astronauts flying out there right now have some serious problem to deal with on the way back again.
You know, Dr. Turi, it seems to me that our conversation tonight, unfortunately, is going to deal with lots of problems. I mean, I'm not psychic, and I'm not an astrologer, and I'm not in the field that you are, but I feel lots of trepidation, for lack of a better term, about world events right now. It doesn't seem like things are going to be very good.
Well, you know, there is a battle taking place above our head in the universal trend of things. There is two planets that are irresponsible for the world events. The first one is called Neptune. Neptune is a planet that rules deception, religion, drugs, alcohol, chemical, institution of confinement, church, synagogue, asylum. This planet rules also the Middle East, oil, and so forth. And this planet has been in charge of the world the last 2,000 years. And since 1945, a new planet came in line, which is called Uranus, or the ruler of the sun of Aquarius, or commonly called the New Age of Aquarius. Those two planets are in conflict as the future, let's say, the United States, which is technology, electronics, avionics, fighting the Middle East, which is more of a religious, archaic place, where the past and the future are battling each other. But the battle, as I said, is already taking place in the stars, in the universal mind, and is translating on this dense physical world. So it is the age of Pisces, which is dying, being replaced by the age of Aquarius. But at the same time, I do not support or promote any apocalyptic time, you know, like in the year 2012, where everything's going to go and we're all going to die.
You don't see that?
No, at all. What I see instead is a complete regeneration of the spirits of mankind. Mankind is growing drastically fast. The age of electronics, the age of the future, since 1945, this planet has made and helped mankind to make so much discovery and so much progress, contrary to the 2,000 years spent under the religious planet of Neptune, who controls the sign of Pisces. So I do not see in the long run everything going to hell, put it this way. I believe in the will of mankind. I believe in the hard experiences, and I believe in technology to stop the ozone layer so we can have a better way of transporting ourselves without screwing up our atmosphere. I believe in technology that is well ahead of terrorism, not being able to do the damage they're trying to do by nuclear, you know, with nuclear weaponry against this country. I believe in our service. I believe in the United States. I believe in the positive aspect when everything is said and done.
Now, we're talking with Dr. Louis Turi, and he has a website, drturi.com, and he's offering an ebook for you, for the listeners. Go to drturi.com/poweroffer.php, and we have a link to it, and he has it on his website as well. Lots of things we want to cover this hour with you, Dr. Turi. You're in Phoenix?
I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and one of my predictions was, of course, that because of the damage down to the ozone layer, we would suffer quite a lot of heat waves, so this prediction came true, too.
Now, and you've had that for sure, lots of deaths there in Phoenix.
Yeah, it has been particularly very, very hot. I've been here for many years, and it's been very abnormally hot, which is again, you know, the result of abusing the ozone layer with all the gas and all the fire, and the result of Saddam Hussein messing up with all the oil field in the Middle East. I mean, all this is just the result of mismanaging, our resources.
Now, you have predictions right there, a daily forecast on your website, and we're going to get into more about that in a moment, but we're talking about the weather and the climate and the climatic changes. What do you predict here about the weather? I mean, is it
well? Again, you know, as I said earlier, I believe in our ability, technologically speaking, to produce cars in the future that will stop the destruction of the ozone layer, and slowly but surely Mother Earth taking care of herself and rebuilding herself. No matter how devastating we can be, I don't think mankind has the power to really destroy the Earth. We're definitely affecting the weather, but I also predicted it was going to be a very, very hot year, like I predicted many, many times before in specific years when the head of the dragon is in the sign of Aries or Leo or Sagittarius, which are fire signs. On the other hand, when you have a head of the dragon or a tail of the dragon in a water sign, I predict very, very wet year, so to speak. And it was supposed to be a hot year because the head of the dragon is in Aries, which is a fire sign.
Is that going to carry on through the winter?
It's good. No. As soon as the summer is over, everything will be going back together, so to speak.
Okay. It's always interesting when we talk about astrology and the signs and all of this. I sent you my birth date, and I don't know if I should ask you about that or not.
You were born in the constellation of Scorpio with your sun sign in Sagittarius.
Yes, November 25th, 1939.
Now remember that I practiced Nostradamus astrology, and Nostradamus didn't have a watch or a computer 500 years ago. And you also have to remember that modern astrology, which is very jargonized, used the Julian calendar, which is based upon Julius Caesar's. But you have to remember also that Julius Caesar didn't want his politician to be in control and in power too long, so he messed up with the calendar. So I'm using a very, very different system called astropsychology. Being born in November, your soul's purpose is the investigator. You're supposed to investigate. Now, born in November, you also will have to endure dramatic experiences. You are controlled by a planet called Pluto, the Lord of Hades. Pluto rules ultimate power, the FBI, the CIA. Pluto rules metaphysics, the medical field, supreme wealth, investment, witchcraft. So you have that regeneration principle that takes place each time you investigate anything that is mystical or under the blanket, so to speak. Uh-huh. But you're not just a Scorpio in your first house. In your second house, you are a Sagittarius, where your sun signs reside. And I mean your option to deal with foreigners, to publish yourself, to pass on a message to the masses. You think and you talk like an Aquarius. November, December, you're born in November, November, December, January, you think and you talk like a Capricorn. And that is why you are intellectually being recognized by building and structuring your thinking process. I don't know if you heard of the word being on the cusp.
Mm-hmm. On the cusp, right.
So you also think like an Aquarius. And Aquarius regulates astrology, UFOs, the impossible, the incredible, the future of mankind, electronics, computers, the World Wide Web, the Internet. So your thinking process is a mixture of Capricorn, which is a career through communication and structure, and Aquarius, which is attracted to the incredible and investigating the secrets of the universal mind.
You know, that about covers my career, really, if you stop and think about it. And I've always been an investigative type guy.
But that's a Scorpio energy. That's your soul's purpose. Now, you have to remember, so you have a stinger born in November. Anybody born in November, regardless if they are on the cusp with the sun in Sagittarius, if you're born in November, you have a stinger. And the stinger means that you have to be very careful not to misuse your own witchcraft residue by stinging yourself with negativity, the past, the guilt. You have to remember also that the future is the reincarnation of the past. So being born in November, your thinking process is very powerful.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, we talk about the whole situation that's going on now around the world, and you did predict 9/11 a couple of weeks before that happened. I mean, but you put it on your website literally before it happened.
I did the same with the one in that took place in London.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to next. That's a fairly recent thing, and you were there with your prediction, and you know what I'm going to get to, Dr. Turing.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some dates, absolutely, and I want you to you and your audience to write them down whenever you are ready. I can give you those dates.
Yeah, we might as well get into that now, and then we'll get into a few other things as well.
So the first one I'm going to give you is August the 19th and the 20th, okay? Those two dates, I can see that there is a high probability for another terrorist attack either in the U.S. or the U.K., and definitely a violent natural disaster.
19th and 20th of August.
Yeah, there is another one also, August 29th all the way to September 2nd. Thousands of people will be forced to relocate due to natural disaster. The type of the same energy that produced the tsunami in Asia is coming up again. And the last date I'm going to give you is November and December, the 20th.
The 20th of November, the 20th of December.
Yeah, and this is where the police will make drastic, drastic news, again, involving terrorism. And the reason when I give you all these bad dates, sad enough, is because people tend to remember negativity. But in my line of work, I concentrate specifically on both the positive and the negative. I cannot tell you only what you want to hear, so to speak.
Well, we can get to some of the positive things in a minute, but I, you know, you bring up these dates, and that second date was either right at Labor Day or the day before Labor Day.
Correct. You got it already, yes.
And people will be out on vacations. And
well, that's the date that I gave to George Norrie, the date that I gave on the BBC, the date that I gave on TV, and many different radio and TV hosts.
Can you give us a little bit more of an indication of exactly what might be happening?
Well, again, I'm offering my book, Moon Power.
And the books are, the dates are in there.
Absolutely, yes. My book is just the book of predictions, personal for each one of your listeners and for the world at large. So just download the book. It's free from my website or yours, and let people find for themselves the values of my work.
The reason I'm asking, I'll be in Hollywood and Las Vegas during those dates around Labor Day.
You know, as I explained to many people, I don't predict anything, Jerry. But as much as you know, life is a constant process of changes. And you know that history, like the weather, repeats itself, correct?
Uh-huh.
And I know when those energy are going to be translating into either disaster or serious negative events in mankind's life, and that's what I'm doing. Now, if you want all the nuts and bolts, again, in the book, you will have all the details.
Okay, we'll take you up on that. We'll get that ebook, and our listeners should do that as well. You know, we're talking about, you know, you talk natural disasters on the 23rd. Did you predict the quake in Tokyo?
Absolutely. I have the exact date. Again, it's in my book. And I was on the sports radio in from London just a few days ago, and the host was asking me, Dr. Shireen, you know, I heard today there were an earthquake in Japan. Have you predicted it? I say, okay, go to my book, open my book to this page and look at the date. And it was right there. I said that in Tokyo we make dramatic news. I said France would make dramatic news also. Anyway, and I talk about earthquake. And then if you remember when it happened, when you get the book, simply open the page to the date and you will see that not only was the earthquake mentioned, but I mentioned that Japan will make bad news on the day of that bad earthquake that took place in Tokyo.
Well, now, you feel there's going to be more blackouts and explosions and things happening here in the United States too, don't you?
Well, because we are under this supernova window, you can expect bad weather. The supernova window affects any form of communication. Enough scientists are reluctant to investigate my line of work, and they don't understand that whales and the sea mammal, sharks, and so forth, their navigational inborn computer natural system get messed up. This is why they beach themselves. Mercury is retrograde. The weather gets out of order. Your car, your computer, your washer dryer, anything that you're trying to do, you're gonna be stopped, and you're gonna hear things, and you're gonna hear different things. There is tremendous chances for miscommunication. Big problem with computers and high tech. The universe doesn't want you to go for anything, and this is where again NASA, in the name of ignorance, sent the shuttle up there again, risking the life of those astronauts. And I hope my prediction is wrong, but I see some serious, serious trouble when they're doing the reentry again. When will NASA learn? I don't know. They seem to be very reluctant to tap into something else than what their logic. See, I come to from the archetypal realm of consciousness to those educated imbeciles, and I'm sorry, I'm very honest. And regardless of all the proof that I have in the past, they don't even respect the word science or investigate my findings. And in the process, our tax dollars is wasted for those people to play with little robots and killing courageous astronauts. All this in the name of ignorance.
Now, you're seeing some things happening if not with the complete European Union, at least parts of it, like Italy and France, things like that. You're seeing some geopolitical things coming together here.
Absolutely. Right now, the tail of the dragon is in the sign of Libra. Libra rules legality. This is why I said, and I wrote in my books, and anybody can read it, that judges and attorneys will be killed. And you know very well as a fact, one of the judges was shot in his own accord. My prediction came true, exactly as I wrote it. I also mentioned it would be a year of top divorce. And again, I did not know at that point that many, many kids being at war would either be killed or their relationship would fade away, being separated for so long, bringing the number of divorce to a high record again. I talk about restructure of the fire industry. I talk about the auto industry being completely restructured and major corporation going downhill.
So you actually see some pretty severe financial problems coming up here in the world.
Exactly, yes.
And not only individually, but across the board.
Right. You know, this world is controlled by a bunch of people and organization that has monopolized mankind, would it be scientifically or religiously, these people are not exactly interested in your welfare. They want to make money, especially the drug industry. They are poisoning our children with Ritalin, Prozac. They are just trying to make money. They do not care about the side effects of drugs and how it affects children, turning them into zombies and then killers. And all this has to change. All those big, large corporations established only a financially oriented organization has to fail. This is called karma. It's abusing mankind and in the name of ignorance. And by the laws of karma, those large corporations have to crash. Pretty much like the Reich of Hitler, you know, manipulating the political front of his time to bring himself in power and being forced by the laws of karma to crash. This is what's going to happen to all those large corporations. They have to crash.
You know, what you say, a lot of people say, well, he's a futurist. Dr. Turi, he just pays attention to things.
No, I don't. I don't have time to read. I'm writing every day.
Uh-huh.
I just read the I know the stars. I know how they operate. And I have people that have followed me last 20 or 30 years, and they know that when I do a prediction, like when I said a few years ago, a full restructure of the FBI and the CIA will take place, well before President Bush mentioned the word restructure, the same with so many of my predictions that I cannot even recall. Back in 1991, on Art Bell's show, I said, Art Bell, this country is going to go through a big religious war. It's going to kill thousands of people. And he says, what? The United States in a religious war? That was in 1991, excuse me. I said, yes.
It unfortunately appears you're correct. It doesn't look like it's getting any better either.
No. As I said earlier, it's an iron order. The age of Pisces has to die. The age of ignorance, religious poisoning, the age of abuse.
How long are we going to be in this age?
It has been controlling the world since the birth of Christ, which is about 2,000 years ago. And in 1945, the new planet is in charge of the world. The new planet rules electronics, the future of mankind, UFOs, the impossible again, and technology. And since 1945, mankind has made much more discovery in less than 50 years than 2,000 years under the jurisdictions of deceiving religious Neptune. So we're melting from one energy of deception, illusion, and religion, okay, into a more advanced energy that brings high-tech electronics and, of course, contact with extraterrestrials.
Well, I must tell you, Dr. Turi, the factions of these various religions, including our own in this country, they don't seem to want to give up.
Well, no, but you know, as I said, it took 2,000 years to build doctrines where the fact, where myths have been accepted as facts. Let's put it this way: it took 2,000 years for those myths to be accepted as facts. And you're not going to rebuild reality in 5 minutes. So the world is in transition from dogmatic teaching, deceiving information, religious poisoning, and dogma, so to speak, into something more logical, rational, and scientific. We are melting into the new age of Aquarius. And again, in the year 2012, this is the culminant time where mankind will be forced to accept the reality of extraterrestrial and seriously reconsider every single religion, which will be the end, finally, of the age of Pisces.
So the song is correct, the beginning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, we are just at the beginning.
Now, Dr. Turi, we've talked about a little bit about terrorism. What do you see exactly happening again? I mean, do you see is this a conventional terrorist attack, you think, or is there more to it than meets the eye?
Absolutely, more to it than meets the eye. This is something I don't want to talk about.
I understand. But you have to be careful about it.
I don't want to scare your audience, but...
Well, at the same time, we need some truth.
In about 2.5 years to 3 years from now, the tail of the dragon will be moving in the world of Aquarius. And Aquarius rules electronics, nuclear force, the sudden release of energy, which will promise some incredible nature displays of power, more volcano, more earthquake, more disaster, more tsunami than mankind could ever believe would be possible within this 2.5 years frame. And a lot of people are going to believe it's the end of the world.
But you'd say it's just the trembling and the shrugging off of one age to the next.
Right. What's going to happen is that the tail of the dragon is controlled by a planet called Uranus. And Uranus rules the sudden energy, the sudden release of energy, and will accentuate to a very high level anything that is earthquake, volcano, tornado, tsunami, and of course giving the possibility for nuclear device to be mishandled or to be misused against the United States, because this country, United States, was born with an Aquarius dragon's tail.
Interesting.
All will be explained in my 2006 Moon Power. But when this dragon tail comes to us in about 2.5 to 3 years from today, hopefully I will reach enough people to make sure that they understand this negative energy will last a couple of years. And hopefully that nothing drastic, especially nuclear-wise, will transpire in this country.
You know, it appears that may not be the case. I've never seen people so blasé about using nuclear weapons as it seems these days.
Yeah, I also see the entire Ring of Fire, even Japan, suffering tremendous discharge during the Tale of the Dragon in Aquarius. I did not do those predictions yet, but I already can see Japan will be directly.
How does this work, Dr. Turi? Do you sit down and meditate, or do you examine certain things? Or?
No, this is where comes the extraordinary, Jerry. I had 4 solid UFO experiences, and in August 11, 1991, I was inside of a spaceship with my ex-wife, Bridget, and I was downloaded the working of the universal mind and how the planet interacts with the human psyche and how those planets mold the human's affairs and understand, especially the dragon itself, which is coming from the constellation of Draco, and the major changes are coming because of the tail of the dragon.
You had 4 of these experiences.
Correct. Since the age of 6 years old, I've been directly connected with the forces, with extraterrestrial, having nobody to explain to me what this was. It was very, very traumatic to me to be able to understand, as in the 60s, nobody in the small village in the south of France was able to tell me that I was dealing with extraterrestrial every single night in the attic.
Interestingly enough, when was your last experience with an extraterrestrial?
That was in November 11, 1981. With my ex-wife, Bridget. We were supposed to go to Anaheim from San Diego. She, at that time, was modeling.
Well, you Frenchmen, you always pick a pretty woman. Well, Pippin, that's French, too, so.
What happened, to cut the story short, we end up after Los Angeles in a matter of a couple of seconds.
Wow.
We did not know where we were. I was saying to my wife, where are we? She said, I don't know. So I exit. And I end up in a parking lot, and there was 3 Mexican guys eating their sandwich on the back of a white Toyota truck. I parked my car, I went straight to them, and I said, excuse me, where am I? They look at each other, and one of them could speak English a little bit, and he says to me, you are at the Glendale Zoo exit after Los Angeles. And I said, okay, and what's the time? He said, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. We left San Diego at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
We drove 20 minutes. That's all I remember. We drove through a sign called Jamboree, and then after Jamboree, everything, we drove like into a cloud. I didn't feel the wheel of the car, and that's where we were stuck into a flying saucer, and I saw them taking the child. My wife was pregnant. They took the child away. She has still a scar above the airline, 2 inches wide, 2 inches long, cut with a laser. It's very obvious. I was not there before. And as far as I'm concerned, I went into a room where the helmet came down all the way down to my eyes, and my entire body became like solid concrete and electricity at the same time, and I was downloaded the supra knowledge of every single planet and how they interact in our solar system, including information where the moon comes from and what's the purpose of Jupiter and why our solar system is set the way it is.
What do you think happened to the child?
It was taken away, and that was so traumatic for my ex-wife that we divorced.
That was the beginning of the end for your relationship.
Yeah, I told her when I married her, you know what, honey, I have been in contact with these things with when I was a child, then with my brother, then with my sister. And, you know, Bridget is a very logical, rational girl. She never really believed me until, of course, she went through it. And she was very, very scared. She never wanted to come back to the home where everything started.
So basically, unfortunately, she had a human reaction of, I don't want to have anything to do with you again.
That's exactly what happened after 13 years of marriage.
Yeah.
And it was devastating for me to lose her.
I'm certainly...
This is life, I guess, you know.
Yeah, life goes on. All four of these... experiences where they were the same group, you think?
No, the first one I was mostly approached by the Greys.
Uh-huh.
The Greys.
Yeah.
Every single night, I don't know what they were doing to me. I was hiding away as a child. I didn't want to see them, and they managed to come very close to me and passed out. I used to scream. I was waking up the entire neighborhood, and then finally my mom, you know, had to do something with me. And I was supposed to go through electrical shock in my brain. That was the only way during those days.
So you're saying in France they gave you electric shock?
This is what they wanted to do, but my mom didn't want me.
Okay, good.
So I got lucky because we didn't have Ritalin, we didn't have Prozac.
Right.
So that was the only way they thought they could fix my brain, because I had quoted hallucination and screaming every night to, you know, murder, waking up the entire neighborhood. And I was saying to my mom, there is little monkey with big eyes. They come every night.
Mm-hmm.
She says, no, you had bad dreams. You had bad dreams. And I was screaming my head off. I was very, very scared. But that was very dramatic as a child. And then, of course, after a certain time, I knew I was going to wake up okay the next day. So most of the time I passed out right when I saw them. But I was okay the next day, and then
why do you think contact or whatever you what do you look upon that? Do you call it contact or
no? As a child, that was abduction.
Yeah, it was literally an abduction, and
I was completely against my will. I was not prepared for it. It was. I have no idea. There is a lot of kids who are going through this. Not just me.
The reason I'm asking this is because you not only had bad experiences there, but the results of this caused you to lose your wife. And it sounds to me that you were you haven't had contact or abducted or anything since 81. Why do you think that's?
No, I did. Every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 years. The second experience was with my sister. I took her to her job. She missed the bus at the Sunday afternoon. She was working as a training nurse in the French Alps. Again, let's cut the story short. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm desperate for a cup of coffee and find out where the hell I was. And I stopped in a little bar that was open in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
As I entered this bar, I saw three huge guys. I thought they were lodgers. They were well close to 7 feet tall, tall and blonde. Three of them, they were at the bar. I went there. And I asked my sister to stay by the door. I asked for a cup of coffee, and I brought my sister a drink. And one of these guys looked at me, and he asked me to play cards. I didn't want to play cards. I was very tired. And he says, come on, play cards. You're going to be friends with cards. He did this a few times with me, and I was amazed how he could just guess, so-called guess, the cards.
Uh-huh.
And then he forced me to challenge him. In my mind, I thought, okay, I'm going to change the nine of diamonds for the queen of spades. And this is where it blew me away. He called me by my name. He says, Louis, and I never said my name. He says, Louis, you are not going to change the Queen of Spades for the Nine of Diamonds. And at the very same moment, it felt like a screwdriver penetrate one side of my temple and end up on the other side. I was on the bar. I didn't know if I was going to pass out right there. I went to the bathroom to put some water on my face, and I was connected and speaking to this guy mentally. I was wondering what the hell he was, what he was doing to me. And I said, when I come out of the bathroom, you're going to tell me what's going on. I don't care how big you are. And then when I walked back into the bar, he was gone. I asked the barman where he was, and he just walked out. So I went outside. I managed to walk outside. I don't know how. And they were gone. And there were no cars there. And he told me, but they must have come here by car. The next thing I know, I wake up my sister. I say, let's get out of here. And I don't remember anything after that. I just remember it's the next day, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving back home, and then I have a headache for the next month and a half that I would never wish to my worst enemy.
And that these people were, for lack of a better term, somewhat like the Nordics.
They were the Nordics. Mm-hmm. They were the same people I recognized into the flying saucers in 1991.
Uh-huh.
They were kind of managing the greys that were flying the saucer and handling all the electronics inside of the saucer. My third experience, that was each time it's with a family member, maybe to keep my sanity. The third experience was with my brother, November 11, 1981. I will never, ever forget the date. The other one was August 11, 1991 with my wife. So it's every 10 years, and it's always the 11th. It's either August or November. So there is a definite timing imposed. And that time, I graduated from the Royal School of Music in London, and my brother owned the discotheque, and he asked me to go and sing in his discotheque to promote my first release, my first record. I was a recording artist then. And we were going to the discotheque, and we drove to the vineyard on the way to the main road that would take us to the discotheque 20 minutes later. And that night, as we were walking through the vineyard, I saw some lights on my right side, and I asked Joe, hey, Joe, is there people working in the vineyard? Because, Louis, it's November, you know, there is no wine, there is no grapes, it's all been picked up. In other words, you know, be quiet.
Sure.
My brother is like a mafioso type of guy, you know, big guy. Anyway, and finally, I saw these big, big, huge lights right on top of the car. My brother was driving a brand new Mercedes during those days. The car died right there in the middle of the little road. And I went outside. He didn't want to let me go outside, so I saw the side of my brother that I never saw before. He was scared. I said, oh my gosh, what's that? It was not a helicopter because, you know, it was just a humming noise. But I couldn't see anything because the light coming down was so strong. And then they turned the lights off under. And then I had all the time in the world, once my eyes adapted to the darkness, to see 30 feet above my head a huge flying saucer right there. And I was screaming, swearing every French word I knew. I was banging the top of the car. I was begging my bigger brother to go out and to look at that thing. He was inside of the car, his nose against the windshield. He could not believe. Now, you know, Jerry, UFOs and flying saucers and all that stuff, it's such a personal experience. But once you go there, once you are under there, once you have the fact in hand that UFOs and flying saucers are not a project of imagination, but it's real, when you have that fact in hand, it changes your conception of life. And after that, I literally lost it because I had the fact. And then as soon as I went, and they turned the lights on again, and that thing flew off. And as soon as I went back inside of the car, my brother looked at me and he says, Louis, this didn't happen. We never seen a UFO. I said, what are you talking about? I was about to smack him. He goes, he was working with big guys, and he didn't want people to think we were crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? 30 years later, Christmas night at the table, he finally stand up in front of the entire family and all his kids and said, yes, I want to tell you something to everybody. It's time for the truth. In November 11, 1981, yes, Louis and I, we had the flying saucers. 30 feet above the car.
You know, it seems that people that have these experiences, they go through that pattern a lot, don't they?
See, my brother smoking and drinking. I saw him only once my entire life smoking and drinking scotch. And that was that night when we came back at the discotheque. When we arrive at the discotheque, it's usually very slow. There's a bunch of groupies. You know, we're getting the stuff together before the night, you know, gets on. We start at 12 o'clock night, all night long. And that night when we arrived at the discotheque, it was full and it was going. So we also have had a lapse of time that was missing, my brother and I.
Do you think that last time, did they give you some kind of message or something? I mean, that you remember the date and you remember the message?
Absolutely. I mean, we're not talking about the walking. We're not talking about life here. We are talking about a true flying saucer and me being inside and dealing with people as solid as you are. It just seems to be for somebody who has too much imagination and wants to write a movie in Hollywood. The point of the matter is that I'm a real actor, and these things are real. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one who has that fact with my wife, of course.
Did you have this gift? You have daily predictions.
I was not into this at all, Jerry. I was a recording artist. I was playing piano, singing, and I used to make a living when I arrived in this country by working on Pearl Harbor and San Diego, U.S. base. As a welding engineer, I had no business into what I do today. And you could see the pictures that I sent you on some of the links. My entire house, following that event in August 11, 1991, I painted my entire house with symbols, with UFOs, with all my walls, all my doors, everywhere. I couldn't help myself. I was in such a deep shock. And I took pictures of the apartment inside with all of those drawings that I couldn't help myself to do. And this is where I started my new career. I felt a very strong urge to revive Nostradamus astrology. I couldn't do anything than to read every single book that I could find on astrology and Nostradamus. I couldn't help myself. Unless you go through it yourself, you will never know how I felt. It's such a private experience. But it's so real. I got better things to do, Jerry, than to make things up.
This is very, very interesting to me because of where you are now. How did you end up in Phoenix, the home of the Phoenix Lights, where we have more reports every week than any other place in the United States, maybe other than Puerto Rico?
Only 2 weeks ago, sitting by my pool with Jordan Maxwell, a good friend of mine, we were outside. We saw a big UFO just flying by us. I'm in my pool, and I see things all the time. And you know what? But I cannot give up because people cannot relate to the extraordinary. They just can't. You know, a magnet will attract a piece of wood. I vibrate to such a high level because of my own atomic structure, my own stars being an Aquarius, which is the sign of UFOs. I vibrate to that level. A magnet will attract a piece of wood. Because I vibrate at such a high level, maybe I attract this energy. That's my only explanation to what happened to me since I'm a child. I came in this country with only $50 in my pocket. No friends, no green card, no house, no car, nothing. And today I had it all and more. I am writing my book now, which is my life. It's called You Are God. And I already have movie producers that are interested in turning it into a movie. This book is a reflection that took place since I arrived in this world. And sometimes when I write it, I kind of help myself to cry. I said, oh my gosh, how is it possible that as a child I went through all that and nobody was there to support me or to make me understand the incredible extraterrestrial force that I was dealing with? And they've been following me since that day, maybe to bring me to a level where I could bring cosmic consciousness to mankind and to prepare them for the extraordinary and help them to have faith that we are not doomed in a world that's supposed to end up in fire because a God that is upset with us. This is no nonsense. It's all about the stars. And it's all about the extraterrestrial, which are the gardeners of this world. They are in charge. They are watching. And they are keeping this place alive, put it this way. And there is an hierarchy of extraterrestrial, and every one of them has a very specific function, specific goals in everyone's differences and races.
Now, Dr. Turi, I think you know, you do these predictions every day.
No, actually, I do them once a year.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, you come up with these things that come up on the website there. You have
that was written in my book.
Right, right. And then you bring them out. What I'm getting at is I'm sure that's fulfilling that you're able to predict things.
Anybody can do it. I have students all over the world. Once you understand your relationship with the divine, once you raise your cosmic consciousness, once you understand that the 12 apostles are nothing else than the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 notes of music, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, once you get to speak the language of the God and raise your cosmic consciousness, you can tap on the archetypal realm of consciousness, and you can do what I do. I teach it. It's very feasible. I'm not a psychic. Anybody can do it. It's a matter of education. But there is no schools that create Einstein, Michelangelo, or Mozart. These people were born with their gifts. So are you, and so am I. And that's the beauty of being a human being, that because you can change things, you can raise yourself, you can change your entire perception, you know, by one or two, gather the information. Sad enough, this world was trying to be saved. Allah, Buddha, and Jesus, for centuries, those three people have tried all they could to save the world with love. They created the biggest mess ever. You can't save the world with love only. You have to add a serious dose of education. And that's where the problem is nowadays, because some politically or financially, you know, oriented organization are not there to bring you cosmic consciousness or knowledge, because knowledge is power. And I mean your option to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. They don't want you to have that. So they are stopping all the information that will allow you to raise by bombarding you with stupid program all day long on television and sports. So you don't think.
I'd like to have heard that sports show you did with the guy in England.
I gave him the exact date for an earthquake. He called me 3 weeks later, and he said in 35 years in the radio broadcasting, I never had any guests that produced so much response that you did. And now I'm a regular on this show. And these people are beginning to realize, because people are not stupid. If you approach them logically, if you give them the time to think and to react to my information, people are not stupid. They're going to grasp it. Sometimes it takes two or three shows.
On 12/12/2012, I don't have to worry?
I tell you what, you know, a few years ago, people said, oh my gosh, Dr. Turi, the Y2K, the year 2000, all the radio and television, the end of the world, and I was there, I said, my gosh, you're going to wake up the day after the Y2K, you're going to turn your computer and we'll be okay. And the very next day after the year 2000, trust me, California will still be on the coastline. Who was right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can see the fear, I can see the ignorance, I can see why religion would use the instinct of preservation of human by saying you're going to go to hell if you touch the stars, not realizing, of course, those three kings were following the stars of the birth of Christ. What a contradiction on the first few words in the Bible. Not knowing, of course, that the Pope is being taught astrology by the Vatican Council. I have proof of that. I have pictures of that. It's such a miscommunication. The mass is kept under. They don't want you to think.
Karl Marx said religion was the elixir of the masses.
Religion, you know, let me put it this way. Every single Christmas night, the children are waiting for Santa Claus. Santa Claus to go down through that cheminée. And the parents are waiting for Jesus to come back. I'm only waiting for Elvis Presley to come back every Christmas Day. You know what I'm saying? You see how stupid that sounds?
Uh-huh.
And it's been going this way for 2,000 years because those myths that never, ever took place were taken as reality by a bunch of manipulated, politically oriented bunch of manipulators.
Now, let me ask you this, Dr. Turi. How about an afterlife?
Well, there is afterlife. Look at the worm in the water. It transforms into a butterfly from the element of water. It flies straight into the sun. Right there, you have the proof of reincarnation in this dense physical world. There is an afterlife. As a matter of fact, there is no beginning, there is no end. You've always been there. You are here to learn for 100 years if you're lucky. And then the amount of information that you're going to gather is what you're going to bring with you to the superconscious, to God, to yourself, because you have been made in the image of God. You like it or not, you know it or not, you have the essence of God. You create your reality. This is why I teach my students the future is a reincarnation of the Bab, and that's the title of my book, You Are God.
On your website, they can order anything you have, right?
They can order my readings. I send tapes all over the world. People don't have to be with me. They just have to be very patient because I'm swamped with work. You're not ordering a table here. You're ordering a piece of the divine, so you have to let me take care of your fragile psyche. I send 90-minute tapes, printed material, and in that full-life reading, I make sure people get to know the 12 specific areas of their life. I talk about their soul's purpose, their finance, their thinking process, home, family, health, career, wishes and friends, the subconscious motivation, the location of the dragon, their past life. I talk about universal love. It's a full 90 minutes of tremendous channeling, and I can only do one reading a day. That's why people have to be very patient. But once that tape arrives with the printed material, they get a new understanding of what light is all about. As a matter of fact, they get the golden keys, what it means to be human, as they understand my words.
You mentioned past lives. You're saying we can actually figure out who we were?
That's correct. You just have to look on the tail of the dragon. The tail of the dragon represents who you have ever been. You cannot teach somebody to act or to sing or to draw. You cannot teach Mozart or Beethoven to play piano. It's just something that they did in past life, and it's called karma. For every action, you will have an equal reaction. As you reincarnate on this world, you inherited a set of stars or a little portion of the universe that interacts with your psyche. Your brain is nothing else than a computer which is reacting to the outside stimuli produced by a bigger brain, by the universal mind or the stars.
Basically, you're saying a common thing, we're all consciousness.
That's right. We are all children of the universe. That's where we came from. We came from the stars. And then if you're looking for the affairs of the brain, you don't want to look down. You know, like again, scientists are wasting our tax dollar. They want to find out why Einstein was a genius. So they take his brain out of the fridge, and they're looking down at the microscope. Guess what? How stupid that can be. If you're not supposed to look down, you're supposed to look above into the universal mind if you want to uncover the working of the mind, of the human mind. Your mind is not, there's no difference between your brain or the one of Einstein's mind or a killer for that matter. Same weight. Same wiring, same formation, same everything. The only difference is the program you inherited at birth, or what I call in astro psychology, your UCI, which stands for Unique Celestial Identity. This program is what makes you who you are. I was talking with George Norrie. And he says, well, what do I do, what I do? I said, because you were born in June. And guess what? Art Bell is also born in June. That's why both of you are controlled by Mercury, which rules the radio world and communication and so forth. And you have that Mercury in your chart, which is also very, very strong. That's why you're doing what you're doing. But people don't know. This knowledge has been cast aside. But it belongs to our universities, to our college, and accepted as a solid discipline, so this way the children can regenerate and they don't have to take the center stage in school by killing their teachers and their schoolmates and finally swallowing a bullet because they don't regenerate.
Dr. Turing, you're incredible. Our time's almost up. We want to stress people that they can get that ebook very easily by going over to your website.
Right. I would suggest them also to sign up for my newsletter because I teach all sorts of things in my newsletter. It's free. You go to my website homepage, you look for that little box, the dragon, and you put your name, your email address. You go to my forum, there's a lot of material, and most of all, one of my biggest messages to you and to your audience is to go to my website and to read that section called SOS to the World. Click on the banner where you see the world being engulfed into the ocean and understand the power of Neptune, the planet that has been charged of the world last 2,000 years.
But Neptune's time is almost up.
Yes, we are transiting from Neptune to the age of Aquarius. And Aquarius will reign in this world for the next 2,000 years. We are just about 60 years into the age of Aquarius, barely 60 years. And we already been to the moon, and we already have tremendous technological advance that is not produced by Neptune. Neptune is a religious planet, elusive and deceiving, while Uranus or Aquarius is an intellectual, is a genius planet. So the world is making some serious, serious, fast progress, and mankind must catch up, and there is nothing to worry. At the end, the ultimate order of the universe is in charge and has better things for us than a dead end.
You know, before we go, you're an you deal in astrology. Should we really pay attention to the signs of other people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the politically oriented churches have cast aside astrology, because it gives you too much power. But you have to use it in a practical, logical, intelligent, scientific way, not like Mrs. Clare or your horoscope newspaper. There is much more behind the old science of astrology. And it gives you the understanding of your fears, your drive, your strength, your weakness, your health, your career. You're already set by your stars to be who you are, and knowing that, you can make the most out of your stars. You just have to understand and use the program accordingly.
So got to watch out for these dates that you gave earlier. Was that the 20th and 21st of August?
Let me give them to you again. The first one was the 19th and the 20th of August.
Okay.
The second one was August 29th to September 2nd, and the two others was November and December the 20th. These are the windows for very, very serious happening.
And they can get a hold of that ebook and...
Yeah, it's only my book, Moon Power. Download it from my site or yours if you have it there, and let people enjoy the book. The 2006 will be ready in about 4 months from today, and people come to Shays, you will be able to buy the new book. I give it away so people can test my work and enjoy the true prediction, the true values of my work.
Dr. Louis Tui, it's been a pleasure.
As always, thank you very much for inviting me.
We'll have you back soon. Should I be bullish on the rest of the year or a little leery? I'm not talking about me personally as much as in general.
Well, again, you know, if you go to my website and you can read the daily and monthly forecast, it's like guiding people on a daily basis of what they should do or not do by respecting the laws. Remember, you have the physical laws. If you see the red light in the street, you have to stop. You see the stop sign, you got to stop. You have to respect the laws of man. I teach you the laws of the divine, and there is also red light in the universe, and if you do not know or don't respect those laws, you're going to pay the penalty.
Okay, Dr. Tui, thank you very much.